how she wooed an Englishman, garments gay as rich as may be, bedecked with jewels had she on, of a comely countenance and grace was she, both by birth and parentage of high degree. As his prisoner they kept her, in his hands her life did lie, Cupid's bands did tie them faster by the liking of an eye. In his courteous company was all her joy, to favor him of anything she was not coy. But at last there came commandment for to set all ladies free, with their jewels still adorned, none to do them injury. Oh, then said his lady gay, full woe is me. Oh, let me still sustain this kind captivity. Gallant captain, take some pity on a woman in distress. Leave me not within this city, for to die in heaviness. Thou hast set this present day my body free, but my heart in prison still remains with thee. How shouldst thou, fair lady, love whom thou knowest thy country? Thy fair words make me suspect thee. Serpents lie where flowers grow. All the harm I think on thee, most courteous knight, God grant upon my head the same may fully light. Blessed be the time and season that thou came on Spanish ground. If you may our foes be termed, gentle foes we have you found. With our city you have won, our hearts each won. Then to your country bear away, that is your own. Rest you still, most gallant lady, rest you still and weep no more. Of fair flowers you have plenty, Spain doth yield you wondrous store. Spaniards fraught with jealousy we oft do find, but Englishmen throughout the world are counted kind. Leave me not unto a Spaniard, thou alone enjoy'st my heart. I am lovely, young, and tender, love is likewise my desert. Still to save thee day and night, my mind is pressed. The wife of every Englishman is counted blessed. It would be shame, fair lady, for to bear a woman hence. English soldiers never carry any such without offense. I will quickly change myself, if it be so, and like a page will follow thee where'er thou go. I have neither gold nor silver to maintain thee in this case, and to travel is great charges, as you know, in every place. My chains and jewels, every one, shall be thy own, an eke and 100 pound in gold, that is unknown. On the seas are many dangers, many storms do arise, which will be to ladies dreadful, and force tears from watery eyes. Well in worth I shall endure extremity, for I could find in heart to lose my life for thee. Courteous lady, leave this folly, here come all that breeds the strife. I in England have already a woman to my wife. I will not falsify my vow for gold nor gain, nor yet for all the fairest dames that live in Spain. Oh, how happy is that woman that enjoys so true a friend. Many happy days God send her, and of my suit I'll make an end. On my knees I pardon crave for my offence, which love and true affection did first commence. Commend me to that gallant lady, bear to her this chain of gold, with these bracelets for a token, grieving that I was so bold. All my jewels in like sort take thou with thee, for they are fitting for thy wife, but not for me. I will spend my days in prayer, love and all her laws defy. In a nunnery I will shroud me, far from any company. But ere my prayer have an end, be sure of this, to pray for thee and for thy love I will not miss. Thus farewell, most gallant lady, farewell to my heart's content. Count not Spanish ladies wanted, though to thee my mind was bent. Joy and true prosperity,